I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. It's strawberry fields forever. The delicious red berries are coming on strong, and it's time to take care of those berries and the plants for next year. The first order of business is to protect the berries. Birds love strawberries. We lay fine mesh netting over our patch each year to keep the birdies away. It works especially well if we lay the netting down before the berries ripen. Another culprit is chipmunks. There have been lots of chippies around this year, and they're hungry little guys. Use a thicker plastic deer fencing over the berries and secure it well on the ground to prevent them from tunneling under it. Another option is essential oils. Some gardeners have had success soaking cotton balls with peppermint oil and placing those in the garden. It seems the chippies don't like the smell. Although this spring has been drier than normal, slugs and snails are still out. If they're munching on your berries, place beer traps in the beds to draw them away and remove the hay or straw mulch in the paths. Pick any berries that are rotting and destroy them. This mummy berry disease can spread to other ripening berries. After harvest of the June-bearing strawberries, renovate the beds by narrowing the rows to 2 feet apart, removing crowded plants. Fertilize, water, and weed well for a good crop next year. For day-neutral varieties, keep watering and add some organic fertilizer so the berries will keep coming until fall. You'll get smaller crops of day-neutral strawberries compared to the June bearers, and they'll be spread out over time. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about geraniums. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.